This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Endorsements for Ohio governor have started coming in. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about one that may have surprised some. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So readers of Ohio's largest newspaper and online news source, The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, may have been surprised yesterday morning to find an endorsement of former Cleveland mayor and congressman Dennis Kucinich for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in Ohio. So were you surprised by the endorsement?
A little bit, but not terribly surprised. I mean, the Plain Dealer has been pretty critical of the Republican establishment in Columbus, throughout the years. And as they said in their editorial, they see Dennis Kucinich, who was a 9-term congressman, former mayor of Cleveland, very controversial mayor of Cleveland, as a matter of fact, as somebody who would go in and shake things up. And, you know, the status quo would be over with. He would bring in fresh ideas. He would not be, you know, part of the establishment. And they said that that's what Columbus needs in the State House now.
So do you think, or did the endorsement have anything negative to say about Kucinich?
Oh, yeah. They did. I mean, they said basically, and this is true with Dennis Kucinich, Dennis is a very impulsive candidate, and they said that he needs aides around him who will say no. No, Dennis, you know, you shouldn't do this. And they also were critical of the fact that twice he has met with the Syrian leader Assad as a civilian and had meetings with this man. And they said, you have to knock it off. No more of that. Stay away from him. And, you know, they were highly critical of that.
Former Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray and Kucinich seem to be the two leading Democratic candidates. Is this endorsement for Kucinich a big blow for Cordray?
It doesn't help, but it's I wouldn't say it's going to take him out of the race or anything. You know, there are a lot of big newspapers in Ohio, and some of them are going to endorse Cordray, some of them won't. And in the end, I'm not sure just how much newspaper endorsements count. I've seen a few races over the years where I think they did make a difference between a winner and a loser, but I'm not sure at this level that they would.
So what do you think the party leaders think about Kucinich having a legitimate shot at winning the primary?
Well, he does have a legitimate shot at winning the primary. There's no question about that. And a lot of the leadership of the Democratic Party in Ohio is not very happy about that because they see him as somebody who is kind of off the wall, out there. You know, he's Dennis, the guy who's done very, you know, he's supported Trump on many issues. You know, he meets with Assad, he does all these things, and they think he's going to have a hard time running against an establishment candidate like Mike DeWine, who is the front runner for the Republican nomination, and they're afraid that he's going to be just another candidate who gets swamped by the Republicans, and there'll be another 4 more years of Republican rule in Columbus, and that's what they really fear. They think that Cordray, most of them do, think that Cordray has a much better chance of winning.
So if that's what they think, are they getting that information from polls? What do the polls show?
Well, there's not much out there in public polls. You know, there was one that was done by the 1984 Society, which is a group of former Ohio Senate employees. And they had the Cordray up by, you know, single digits. There was a Survey USA poll last month that had Kucinich and Cordray basically tied. It's hard to tell. I think it's going to be close. It is going to be a close race. And if I had to guess, I would say Cordray probably has a lead right now. But that means nothing. Things could happen, you know, within the next 3 weeks and a day that could change the whole picture.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.